This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Did Ding Dong, Bush is Dead, from his Salvation comedy CD. DOA did Fucked Up Bush.
Okay, testing.
From Live Free or Die.
Old show in the background.
Did George Bush.
Let's kill that.
Is an Islamic fundamentalist.
Right, the penile microphone is working.
All right, the weapon of mass destruction is working. And Super Pleasure Toy is working. Yes, the penis mic is working. Okay, tell me when. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is pot and porn, a celebration, part one. The show has developed a life of its own, and there is going to be at least a part two next Sunday night. You heard an old show in the background if you tuned in early, one of the three episodes of the trial of George W. Bush, I believe the first one. And we like to give a little foreplay and afterplay before and after the action of the evening. And we'll try to do that again after the show. But tonight is a celebration after several heavy-duty themes and serious themes and taking on the world and all that kind of stuff. And we were planning it anyway, but we have a lot to celebrate. And we are going to do just that. Got a killer playlist, a lot of news and things to cover, and of course we are getting help with the celebration and with the theme with a member of the United States Senate. Yes, another hot juicy scandal like we love on the show. So get ready to celebrate. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Happy Father's Day, if applicable. And we'll try to treat you just right. And we're going to start off with a kind of fatherly tune by NoFX from their War on Errorism CD. This is entitled The Separation of Church and Skate.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Dad.
What do you want to do today?
I don't know.
Do you want to go to the matinee?
No.
Do you want to go to the amusement park?
No.
Do you want to go to the punk rock show?
Yeah, let's go to the punk rock show.
Lost in a sea of combat. like a stake in the heart. Somehow we got driven apart. Represent our agent.
I do have a cause, though. It is obscenity. I'm for it. Thank you. Unfortunately, the civil liberties types who are fighting this issue have to fight it, owing to the nature of the laws, as a matter of freedom of speech and stifling of free expression and so on. But we know what's really involved. Dirty books are fun. That's all there is to it. But you can't get up in the court and say that, I suppose. It's simply a matter of freedom of pleasure, a right which is not guaranteed by the Constitution, unfortunately. Anyway, since people seem to be marching for their causes these days, I have here a march for mine. It's called Smut. Give me smut and nothing but a dirty novel I can't shut if it's uncut and unsut. So I've never quibbled if it was ribbled. I would devour where others merely nibbled. As the judge remarked the day that he acquitted my Aunt Hortense, to be smut it must be utterly without redeeming social importance. Pornographic pictures I adore, indecent magazines galore. I like them more if they're hardcore. Bring on the obscene movies, murals, postcards, neckties, samplers, stained glass windows, tattoos, anything. More, I'm still not satisfied. Stories of tortures used by debauchers, lurid, licentious, and vile, make me smile. Novels that pander to my taste for candor give me a pleasure sublime. Let's face it, I love slime. All books can be indecent books, though recent books are bolder. For filth, I'm glad to say, is in the mind of the beholder. When correctly viewed, everything is lewd. I could tell you things about Peter Pan and the Wizard of Oz. There's a dirty old man. Any book like Fanny Hill, and I suppose I always will, if it is swill and really filthy. Who needs a hobby like tennis or philately? I've got a hobby, rereading Lady Chatterley. But now they're trying to take it all away from us unless we take a stand, and hand in hand we fight for freedom of the press. In other words, smut, I love it. The adventures of a slut. Oh, I'm a market they can't glut. I don't know what compares with smut. Hip, hip, hooray, let's hear it for the Supreme Court. Don't let them take it away. What with President Johnson practicing escalatio on the Vietnamese, and then the Dominican crisis on top of that, it has been a nervous year, and people have begun to feel like a Christian Scientist with appendicitis. Fortunately, in times of crisis like this, America always has its number one instrument of diplomacy to fall back on. Here's a song about it.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn, DJ Jeff from Volta Radio, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. And we were just so getting into the smut song. And now we want to play a song in keeping with the theme Pot and Porn, A Celebration, Part 1, which an old classic by Bo Diddley entitled I'm High Again. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Bo Diddley.
Thank you. I want to tell you about my little girl. Her name is Minnie Lou. I'm going to tell you that she's all right. She's all right. I want to tell you about this little girl. I don't think you're getting the message straight. Yeah. I want to tell you she's all right. She make me feel. She make me feel so good. 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 So your help, baby. Baby. Hey. I want to tell you one more time. I want to tell you that the little girl, she's just so nice. She's so nice. She's so nice.
Nationwide, there's a niche of feeling working on our brains. We're at it all. welcome. The Reverend is in.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is in. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net. And updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody. And please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio 4 All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the all of
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye.
Thank you, Mr. Scott, for that recording of the often used introduction to this show for the last several years, which means that beyond the recording, you did not hear the set list for the first set of tonight's tunes. Man, it's been a good weekend. You heard the Cooters doing Bustin' Loose from their incredible Chaos or Bust CD, where every tune is a fucking classic. As we have said before, Bo Diddley did I'm High Again and She's All Right, the undubbed version. Tom Lehrer did Smut. Flipper did Sex Bomb. Sister Bertha Bangers did Below the Bible Belt and America's Craziest Church Granny, and started off with NoFX doing The Separation of Church and Skate. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on Sunday nights at voltaradio.com. Updates always at reverendbookburn.com, updated today. And that is where you can also find all of the playlists. The show should be archived, if all goes well, at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net in about a week. And thank you, Pastor Rex Cat, who makes that happen. And we are on again next Sunday night. Yes, no time off all month. And next week at VoltaRadio.com, Pot and Porn, A Celebration, Part 2. And it's going to be at least two parts because this has taken on a life of its own, accumulation of songs, material, potential guests, and all kinds of ideas. Everybody, including Mr. Scott and a few other people who have contributed ideas to this, working feverishly on ideas on Celebration and Pod and Porn and Scandal and Congress Scandal and Clergy Scandal and all the stuff that's fun. So that will be next week on The Reverend Is In on June 28th. Let's see, we have one birthday to celebrate, and that is for Bill Baird of ProChoiceLig.org. And I don't even remember which birthday it is. I think it's birthday number 76. But he is healthy, survived his own health crisis, and has been on the front lines still, including a lot of action this week with his independent organization, Pro Choice League, fighting for reproductive freedom, safe and legal birth control, safe and legal abortion, safe and legal late-term abortion, emergency contraception, etc. And of course, he's the guy who made it all happen. His 1972 Supreme Court victory legalized birth control for non-married people for the first time and set the primary legal precedent for the 1973 Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. And he won two other Supreme Court cases also in the 70s and got rights for young women and reproductive freedom for people who normally don't get it. Happy birthday to Bill Baird, and thank you for all that you've done and for all that you continue to do and for just being a great friend and an extremely fantastic human being. And we're also celebrating the Reverend surviving another cancer scare. And it's long and it's complicated, but they determined a ways back that there is a certain risk. And so whenever the red flags go up, it's like maybe cancer. And then that's like over your head for a while. Over my head for a while, and then finally you get the news, oh, no cancer. So that's cool, as long as that continues to be the news that I get during such times. So we're celebrating that too, although to be honest, we were planning the Pot and Porn celebration anyway, and this just gave additional reason for celebrating. And that is a part of the motivation. And we wanted to do a fun show because there's been so much crazy shit happening, and the world just gets crazier and crazier
the repression of the criminal election stealing regime in Iran, the teabaggers, the far right wing militias and racist and anti-choice terrorists killing people. And we thought we need to get off of the serious themes after a while, because the show is about balance, and get back to our root, so to speak. And so we're celebrating, and actually the celebration has been happening all weekend, but we decided this part of it we will celebrate with you. So let's see, we'll cover some stuff and play more great tunes. And hopefully you are celebrating too. And if you're a father, hopefully you're enjoying Father's Day and this lovely weekend. Actually, if you're in Philadelphia area, you're used to a hell of a lot of rain in the recent past. Keep an eye open for Kink Magazine with... No, well, not the current issue, but in the forthcoming issues, with a column from Reverend Bookburn. And that's at kink-magazine.com. And we plugged it last week, but we're going to plug it again. Actually, it's two new books by Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, at paulkrasner.com. One just came out, is hot off the press, and Paul wisely sent it in this direction because he knows we plug it. And one that's going to come out in July, already out, is In Praise of Indecency, Dispatches from the Valley of Porn. And in July, Who's to Say What's Obscene? Politics, Culture, and Comedy in America Today. And that has a foreword by Arianna Huffington. And both are at paulkrasner.com. And worthwhile. In Praise of Indecency is a classic. Okay, let's see. The big news is in keeping with the theme of tonight's show, Pod and Porn, and celebrations, and of course what we've always loved to have endless fun with on the show, a juicy conservative right wing holy roller evangelist, even better, member of the Promise Keepers, red hot juicy sex scandal. And he really wanted to help with tonight's show, and he really wanted to help with the celebration, and of course he wanted to help with this very show the Reverend is in, by coming out as a lying, cheating sneak that he is. And his name is Senator John Ensign. He is a Republican senator from Nevada, and it just gets better. The person who he cheated with was a woman who was called a campaign staffer, and yes, you can imagine all the jokes that were on the Young Turks and other great YouTube channels, but yes, she's a staffer, and actually... She, who is married like he is, Cynthia Hammond, what is it? No. Thank you, John the Craptist. Cynthia Hampton is a married staffer. And I can't wait for the porn version of this to come out. Hurry up, Larry Flint, please. To her husband, who is... a longtime supporter and staffer himself and lifelong friend of Senator John Ensign. He's a good friend to have. And so the Hamptons came out where we're pressuring him to admit it, or I'm not sure what the story is, but even though Fox, quote, news, unquote, that Pravda modeled a tabloid propaganda broadcast system even suppressed the story, but it came out anyway, and he knew he had no choice but to admit it. So he had a press conference and outed himself as a scandalous cheater. And now what makes that relevant for new listeners is not the fact that he's a cheater and a liar and a horn dog, because all of us here are horn dogs, you know, and most people we know are horn dogs. But I mean, we're more honest in our relationships, whether they're monogamous or open. But what makes him special is that he is a hypocrite, and not just any kind of hypocrite, but a hypocrite who makes laws. And when he makes laws, it isn't in the interests of freedom, justice, and liberty, and sexual freedom. When he makes laws, it is as a representative of the conservative evangelical Christian mobs. He is a member of the total wacko group, the Promise Keepers, which means fight against birth control and abortion rights, fight against adult sexual freedom, fight against adult entertainment, fight against adult sexual behaviors, fight against gay marriage, fight against fucking everything, and then sneaking off after a rough day of fighting against freedom and other people's rights, and giving his staff to his staffer. Senator John Ensign, we want to thank you for giving us another juicy scandal. If you go to the updated a couple of hours ago, ReverendBookburn.com, the first half a dozen or dozen links have great stuff on him. Some of it informative, some of it funny, and some of it extremely funny, including two videos. And we're hoping that Larry Flint, since he's the only one that really seems to have any guts, will put out a porn version of it. He did a great job on Sarah Palin, the Who's Nailin' Palin video shortly before the election. And hopefully he'll do a porn version of Senator John Ensign. And we have some gags and routines, but we'll save that for when a guest is here. But Senator John Ensign and his lovely, not really, campaign staffer in a juicy scandal. And we're still celebrating that. We've been celebrating that all week and having a great time with it. All right. Not so great in the news was all of the repression in Iran. The good news is there is a lot of resistance and street actions. And even better news is they seem to technologically outsmart their supreme leader and the agents of repression and theocracy, and have been using the internet and Twitter and whatever to communicate to the outside world and inform the world despite the information in access that the theocratic regime is trying to suppress. And we're going to continue to provide links, and we have some hot ones on the newly updated site today. And we'll continue to keep you informed about that and give them support in any way that we can. And we have a sneaking hunch that the masters of stealing elections, going by the 2000 and 2004 elections, we think that the masters, the experts on the subject, not content with selling arms to the theocratic regime, thanks to Ronald Reagan, thanks to Reagan for training the religious extremists during the Afghan and Soviet war. Now it is time to train them in stealing elections. So we are looking for the location of Florida professional election thief Catherine Harris. If Catherine Harris is in Iran, we want somebody to let us know and send pictures or a link to a website so that we can publicize that throughout the world. And we will, and we can. And we've been sending stuff out worldwide about that, as well as John Ensign and all of our mouthing off, which we've been sharing more of, and comments, blogs, information sites, and what have you. Let's see. Another thing to celebrate is the ratings boost, the increase in ratings for David Letterman, who offended theocratic anti-choice Ariel Hunter Sarah Palin with jokes he made about her and her family, and even leading up to about a dozen total dupes and misguided humans organizing a Fire Dave Letterman protest outside the studios, which attracted more media people than actual participants. And you should have seen them. They were as pathetic as the teabaggers. And we are supporting Dave actively. And don't know if this is true or not, or if this was just a writer trying to be funny. But supposedly Dave had a pretty funny joke that's based on something true about Palin wanting a massive pipeline. She is ever the corrupt governor that she is, ready to make deals for a massive gas pipeline. She's like, screw the stimulus package, reject the funds for the poor and needy and for energy assistance in one of the coldest fucking places in the world, but make me money by making corrupt deals for a massive pipeline. So maybe that's what she needs, a big pipeline. Okay. Getting talked out. There's way too much shit on these papers. And going to play another set of tunes. So happy celebrating. Happy celebration of porn and pot. We're going to give advice to the porn industry, because some of the ones we've seen lately have had the same flaws in them. And so we're going to give helpful tips to the porn producers. And now let's celebrate pot from a fundraising CD, a compilation of all pot songs called Marijuana's Greatest Hits Revisited. This is a cover version of one of the better songs from the Easy Rider films, Don't Bogart Me, That Joint. This version is being played by the Bushmen.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one. This one's burnt to the end. Come on and be a friend. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll. Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. That joint, my friend, pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one. This one's about to the end. Come on now, be a friend. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey man, I'm gonna start your song. You ain't even started.
Once they get high, California jumping on.
please, Lord. I like marijuana. Two, pay attention.
This is Dr. Greed, and I'm so upset that my friend Senator John Ensign is being mocked at a time when he and his family are going through such turmoil, and I don't like the fact that anti-choice terrorists are being mocked on this show, and now they're even going to play a song from Monty Python for the staffers of Senator John Ensign. entitled Every Sperm is Sacred.
There are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's books. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer, you don't have to have a great brain, you don't have to have any clothes on, you're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
We'll be right back. Well,
hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Silent girl under the heel of my shoe.
China. They seem to lie here on her back, but as she deeply moves me, she'd rather shoot me in my tracks. And while a middle Asian lady, she really came as no surprise, but I still did destroy her. And I will smash a low of the eyes.
You heard Jello Biafra with the Melvins doing Halo of Flies, an Alice Cooper cover. That's on their Sig Howdy CD, which is incredible. Municipal Waste did Thrashing of the Christ. From the band Devi, you heard Deborah and Keith doing the VoltaRadio.com station ID and promo for The Reverend Is In. From Monty Python, you heard Every Sperm is Sacred and Sit on My Face. The Sex Slaves did 2 a.m. Mojo Nixon and the Toad Lickers did I Like Marijuana. And started off with the Bushmen doing Don't Bogart Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Pot and Porn, a celebration. And we've been doing just that. And regarding our celebration of porn, we noticed a growing trend, a couple of growing tendencies, and thought our brethren and sistren from the porn industry could probably use some helpful tips from The Reverend Is In, so we're going to provide them. And it includes the following. Yes, outdoor scenes look great. Better lighting, sunshine. It makes for a great scene. But rather than go for purity or trying to make the plot or theme believable, it's okay for a disembodied hand from behind the camera or from anywhere to politely chase away the fucking flies. It was sad to watch this doggy style scene where there was a fly very close to her zone, and it took away from the scene, and we've seen it a lot of times. It takes away from the scene because then your focus is on the fucking fly. And the thought that is inescapable, which is, will somebody fucking do something about that fly? And this has happened in other scenes too. And it's like, okay, producers, we know you think you're producing the next classic following War and Peace or something like that. But really, it's okay for an unexplained hand to just say, could you please fly somewhere else? You know, go away, fly, or bee, or whatever it is. But just a helpful tip. Do something about the flies, even if it's at the cost of your tremendous storyline and plot. Another tip for the porn industry. We know you're proud of the set that you created, the furniture, the centerpieces, the paintings on the wall, other background stuff, or even the curtains. But we don't need to fucking focus on it for like a half a minute. Okay, it's okay to go there, especially if you're jumping to or editing a scene or whatever. But if we want to admire a fucking table, we'll watch one of these boring, you know, home improvement network channels that, you know, where you can stare at a piece of furniture for a long time. So don't focus on the background, you know, or the
you know, something cool that's on the ceiling, you know, or a great chandelier, or even outdoors, you know, the sky. It's nice. It's cool for a few seconds, or the ocean waves, or the trees, or the dog running by. That's always cool. But we don't need to, like, have, like, a prolonged look at it. Okay, just another helpful tip that nobody seems to tell these people. I guess they're surrounded by people just like in the television and music video and music business, you know, where everybody just says, oh, yeah, every second of everything you do is just so fucking great and perfect and doesn't need any improvement whatsoever. And speaking of music, and yes, we've made an issue of this before, but it needs repeating, because this applies to probably well over 90 or 95% of all adult material. While it's not offensive in the ways that its critics from the left and the right, the liberals and the conservatives, lay on it, usually based on myths and really stupid premises. We know it's consensual, we know it's a business, we know all that shit. However, one criticism you cannot escape is that in at least 90 to 95% of all productions, the music is just fucking awful. Pitiful. If there's a book, like, how to be a great, successful filmmaker or videographer in the grand tradition of the 70s loops, which were great, you know, or what have you, and follow this music formula, get rid of that fucking book that has advised you such. The music sucks. It doesn't have to be great punk or great metal or great 60s music or whatever. It doesn't have to be psychedelic. It doesn't have to be great jazz. But elevator music, or just some, like, kind of mindless droning music, does not make it better, or does not make nice background. I don't care who said it or who wrote it in a book or how much it's tradition. The industry did not become a success because of the music. It became a success despite the music, because all consumers have decided that it is worth getting the scenes despite how fucking awful the music is. The next helpful tip is kind of follow through with a plot or story. Maybe it's just this reverend while viewing the videos, but if you do have a storyline, I don't care if it's the pizza deliverer or, my favorite, the workplace or whatever, the story doesn't end, and it certainly doesn't, well, maybe it does end after the guy comes, but it certainly doesn't change when the guy comes, and I am left hanging with, did he get the fucking job? Did the boss come back for the notebook? What the fuck happened? Are you guys going to end up remodeling or what? So even dumb plots, at least be consistent. It's not terribly important, but it does, it would make for a more watchable tape. And lastly, this is not directed at women in videos. This is directed at men.
don't act like a goon. Yes, you're horny. Yes, you're probably some wrestling fan, you know, who's like overdosed on testosterone and possibly steroids and Cialis and whatever else. But you don't have to act like a caveman. You know, have a degree of finesse and style in giving. And like it's a team effort. Okay, the total retards kind of take away from the viewing enjoyment of it, you know, especially if that is reflected in words that come out of your mouth. Okay, just some more helpful tips. And in porn news, in case you didn't know, parodies are back. It kind of started with the Sarah Palin porn video from Larry Flint last year, a couple of weeks before Election Day, Who's Nailin' Palin, which is 5 fucking stars easily. But now there's like, they're bringing back the parodies. There's a good one of Gilligan's Island, a Star Trek one, a lot of contemporary entertainment is getting porn parodies, which are fun because it went away for a long time. And it was one of the fun things about 80s porn. I mean, who could forget 21 Hump Street or Romancing the Bone or The Horny Mooners or any such classics? So we want to encourage this comeback, if you will, of parodies. Okay, enough about porn. And let's see. Just a couple of quick things. What was very funny on Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, which, if you don't know by now, we fucking love. And recently, he showed these Republican assholes. Believe me, we're not Democrats. And, or any corporate party or libertarian party, and certainly not one of these Ron Paul freakazoids. Another advocate of the free market and professional bullshit artist. But the Republicans are just such a sad sack of fucking loser scum. And they had the unmitigated fucking gall to compare themselves to the Iranian resistance, which is kind of dumb. It's like these Fox, you know, chicken hawks comparing themselves to real veterans of real combat, you know, when they talk like they are, you know, seasoned veterans and experienced veterans. So Jon Stewart did the best response, and he has the means to communicate it to millions. So a big commendation to Jon Stewart for goofing on the laughable GOP members who compared themselves to the Iran resistance movement. And also in funny media news, speaking of the supreme leader, as they call the head cleric in Iran, the supreme leader of the Republican Party, Rush Limbaugh, is now the subject of a karaoke game from the Jimmy Fallon show. You can play Rush Limbaugh karaoke with real things that he said. And I guess that would be another good drinking or pot, you know, thing to do, game to play, like while either drinking or smoking pot or both. Trying to do the Rush Limbaugh karaoke without laughing. And Well, it's an idea already done, but we're going to try to come up with a variation of that either on this radio show or in our forthcoming animation project that we are making a teeny tiny bit of progress on. Okay, talked out already. It's been quite a weekend. And we want to finish up with some more pot and porn celebration and a little bit more from our favorite horny, perverted, dick-wagging evangelical Christian Republican Senator John Ensign. But first, let's start the third set of tunes. Actually, this is comedy and music from the great Judy Tenuta. And coming up, erotic writer Audrey Michelle with her collaboration with hip-hop extraordinaire Lyrical Militant and that hot release. But first, let's play Judy Tenuta doing Dating the Pope and The Pope Song.
I want to tell you a secret. Guess what? Guess what? I'm dating the Pope. No, I'm just using him to get to God. Yeah, come and get me, Jerry Falwell. Yeah. I love the Pope. He's a fashion plate, isn't he? One time he called me. You remember he called me. And he said, Judy. Oh, Judy, can I come over to your house and touch your velvet painting of Elvis that cries? I said, suffer! So we astral projected and we went to Texas and I wrote this love song for the Pope. It's a country and western love song. Oh, I just want a cowboy to ride me home. Oh, I just want a cowboy who's rich and lives in Rome. I just want a cowboy with gold-plated soap. Yeah, I just want a cowboy named John Paul the Pope. Met him one day in the crack house saloon. It could happen. He lassoed a pickle from clear across the room. He said, hey, little Kowalski, you're supposed to kiss my ring. I said, if I want to see your bathtub, I'll learn how to sing. Teach me how to kiss the ground. I teach him how to duck from a gun. Oh, I just want a cowboy to whom I can confess. Yeah, I just want a cowboy in a long white silky dress. Hey, you guys, come closer. You know what scares me? Is when you're forced to be nice to some paranoid schizophrenic just because she lives in your body.
One, two, three, four!
Who is the bloke in the Starch White Collar? I hope he put his picture on the dollar. He don't look like an idiot, he's got it all out past. Politicians, so no. Who has chats with the Heavenly Father?
Fat booty. Entertainment.
Wanna get dirty with me? Come here. Follow my lead.
Miss Audrey Michelle.
hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. We're proud of the fact that my daddy, my party, and the great President Reagan armed the theocratic regime of Iran. And we are proud of the fact that it has come back to bite us in the ass many times. Why? Because there was good money to be made in those days, and it helped us to fund the Contra terrorists who killed civilians to bring down a regime that we didn't like. So, we're sorry about what all those people are going through, and we don't blame ourselves. And we think you people are foolish to be celebrating pot and corn. However, we just want to say that we're sorry to the theocratic regime in Iran that we helped propped up after they toppled our other friend, the Shah of Iran. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Democracy is coming to the USA.
every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here and the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming.
phony.
Tap on that girl.
Hey, she gave me VD.
Tap on that girl.
Tony Carboni.
With a tongue like a cow, she can make you go wild.
VD, Baldi, Voodi. Matinee, pass the popcorn, please. There's nothing
This is Dr. Laura Hall, and I want to talk about our scented tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up as well. Sunday, June 21st, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Our runner-up to Asshole of the Week, referred earlier in this program tonight, was the Republican people who have compared themselves to the Iranian resistance in the wake of the stolen election. It would be too easy to just say that it was laughable buffoonery. It is an insult to the people who seriously strive for freedom from theocracy and freedom from tyrannical rulers. Something these pinheads would know nothing about. They only know how to be obstructionists for economic recovery and healthcare access. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week number two. Even though they are pitiful and should get sympathy for their sad state of being, the protesters against David Letterman in this tiny little display of hatred from the followers of America's premier dimwit, Sarah Palin, definitely runners up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that we have a very special recipient, someone who could even outshine the two runner-ups to this week's awards. Someone extra special, and that person is...
Hey.
Where's the fart sound? We need the fart sounds for us, hold on. Fart sounds, please. Thank you.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Okay. Cheech from Cheech and Chong. And then the fart sounds. Very good. We only do this all the fucking time. Okay. Tonight. Asshole of the week. Is a very, very special recipient. From the United States Congress. The House of Representatives. Although I don't know who the fuck he's representing besides a small handful of wingnuts and the former drug czar, John Walters, and other nut jobs like that. Tonight's special recipient is Representative Mark Kirk. Mark Kirk, a Republican from the House of Representatives, has not just expressed this insane and horribly stupid and outrageous point of view, but has proposed legislation, yes, a law that affects everybody. He has proposed legislation to punish people convicted of marijuana-related offenses to 25 years in prison. At a time when it is now a majority of Americans, even in this culture that is has educational facilities but is extremely susceptible to propaganda and pathetic pundits and the culture of hysteria and myths, even here, the majority are waking up to the fact that the laws are absurd, outdated, useless, and costly, and that it is time to change the laws for the better and free the prisoners of weed. But this wingnut has proposed the costly and inhuman penalty of 25 years in prison for pot. Representative Mark Kirk, you are asshole of the week. All right, now let's call the fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, her 2009 version. The Ramones did Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Frank Zappa did Catholic Girls. Leonard Cohen did Democracy. The Dickies did Hair. Audrey Michelle with Lyrical Militant did Follow My Lead. Mr. Scott composed, performed the Reverend Bookburn animation theme and started off with Judy Tenuta doing Dating the Pope and the Pope Song. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, celebrating being non-cancerous and implementing tonight's show, Pot and Porn, A Celebration, Part 1. And, of course, next week is Part 2. After that, I'm not sure. I think we're going to do a theme around Senator John Ensign, the very, very horny promise keeper, evangelist, family values, moral, crusading, Talibanish senator who totally ragged on Clinton. And even his own party members, when Senator Larry Craig, also a homophobe and a sex negative, came on to a male stranger in an airport public men's room and turned out to be an undercover cop. He even called on Larry Craig to resign. He calls on everybody to resign during their sex scandals, but he only resigned from his leadership position. He didn't resign from the Senate. But anyway, the funniest thing, one of the funniest things about it was, besides the fact that she was a staff person and one of his longtime supporter and friends' wives, is the fact that he and his wife, and where these people find these dingy spouses, I have no idea, have said that their marriage has gotten stronger. So we're going to do a future theme pertaining to Senator John Ensign and Republican marriage counseling. And, of course, a hot and steamy family values party. That is coming. And we're also doing a 40th anniversary of Woodstock party, because that kind of shit is happening. And most of what's already being written and done seems to be like such bullshit. And so we want to do it the way we think it should be done. And a very necessary primer for any kind of acknowledgement of Woodstock or reflection is Abbie Hoffman's book, one of his better books, entitled Woodstock Nation. And instead of just, you know, the ticket prices and, you know, the band that canceled and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that is to come. A Woodstock theme in August, a Senator John Ensign related theme complete with a hot and steamy family values party and Republican marriage counseling. Next week is Pot and Porn, a celebration, part two. Yes, we're being consistent this month and doing every Sunday. And there will be updates at reverendbookburn.com, including guests and who's in town this summer, and a couple of maybe surprises I won't announce unless they become a little closer to definite. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, no period, revbookburn@sjcdc.org. On YouTube, the YouTube channel is youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. Let's see. We are going to play a closing tune and then get out of here. If I don't fuck it up, the playlist we need to play continuously to continue the station streaming has some old shows. I'll try to get you an old show as a kind of a after play and give you a kind of a double feature. For our closing tune, we're going to play a track by The Jam. This is entitled In the City. Good night. We'll be right back.
it on now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, kids. This is Devlin Mayhem from Sataniside, and we're teaming up with Anita Bush to,
Laura.
What?
Laura.
Laura what?
Laura Bush.
Oh, yeah. Well, I need a Bush. Anyway, this song's about abstinence, and it's a very important subject for you kids, you know. I mean, I think you should just wait to have sex at least till you're 13,
yeah.
You know. And just learn from our mistakes here. That's why we're here, kids, so you can learn and live and learn from our mistakes, because we've done some living and learning.
Yeah!
And there's a time and place for abstinence. And let me tell you, if you saw my old lady, you know when the time and place was. Anyway, this song we wrote for you so you could learn some shit. All right, kick it, Alistair.
Something about you, girl. Oh, well, it just ain't right. Better step back, come on, and let me breathe. Cause I get a little ill when you're lying this close to me. That's why you keep it in your pants. There's a time for abstinence. Girl, this ain't no excuse. I just don't wanna fuck you.
Stone.